To the Ed Springsteen Show, brought to you by the MVM Radio Network, home of LouisvillePolitics.com. I tell you, we're not going to waste a whole lot of time with the opening tonight. I want to get right to it, but I want to introduce our Wednesday night guy, if you will, my great co-host, Mr. Dale Gillespie. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, my friend, except for Insight keeping us from getting on the internet. Life is great.
Man, I tell you, I'm still struggling with this Kentucky crud. Just got my voice back about an hour and a half ago. It's been gone all day.
I just got the Inside Time Warner crud.
It's crazy. And, Inside, actually, I think they're having a problem in an entire area tonight because, I do all my work. I mean, it's constant online work and research and stuff with what I do. And I've been having problems with a slow connection all day. And I talked to a buddy of mine earlier, and he was too. So it may not be you this time.
All right. It's not just me this time. I feel better.
Yeah. So, they're not picking on you this time. In the meantime, man, there's no sense in sugarcoating this stuff. We've been talking about it all week. We're going to talk about it again tonight. Gun control laws, Connecticut shooting, Columbine, Aurora, you name it, it's out there. And these clowns ain't got a clue what to do to fix it. It's time to get right to it, Dale. I've been waiting all week, and I wanted to see what you had to say about this situation.
Well, I mean, like you said, I've been chomping at the bit, so do you want to... Where do you want to start at? Do you want to start out with the official government story we're supposed to believe, or do you want to start out with the
Start wherever you want to start. Truthfully, I want to know what you think about the official government story. I mean, what's really going on here?
Well, let me see if I can figure this out. We got a clumsy 20-year-old autistic kid dressed up in camouflage, dressed up like G.I. Joe in full body armor.
Mm-hmm.
He drives to another part of the state. He gets let into a locked school looking like Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
He kills 26 people with deadly accuracy at a school that his mother, a teacher who was never a teacher, worked at. And then he killed her. Oh, but he went back to... I'm sorry. He started out by killing her with a gun that belonged to her in the first place. She was the gun expert, and he was the autistic child. Then he went to the school. Then he got let in like Rambo. Then he had deadly accuracy, killing 26 people, and nobody fought back. Then he takes his own life. Sure, I'm sure that's the way it went, and we should all blindly believe it, Ed.
That's what I've been waiting for all week. Now, that was the initial report. It said his mom was a teacher there and all this other crap. Then they backed up. They've got a lady by the name, I believe it was Lillian Bateman or something like that, who went on record. She was on the school board there all the way through 2011. and said that nobody had ever heard of this woman. They didn't know anything about her. She certainly never worked at the school. Now, this is a school board member, folks. I'm assuming she would know. So all that turned out to be a lie. Now they're trying to tell us again that she actually volunteered with the kindergarten classes and stuff, and she was a great friend of the principal and psychologist there. However,
nobody knows her.
Well, yeah, that's it. And the principal and psychologist are dead, so it's not like they're going to be able to tell you anything.
No, they're not talking. And what I keep telling people is, if he supposedly took his own life, and obviously there's not going to be any trial. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad we're not going to waste taxpayers' dollars on him like we do the kid out in Colorado. But I'm guessing, since he's supposed to kill himself and there won't be a trial, well, I guess then they already destroyed the surveillance tapes, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a given. We're not going to see all of that.
Why can't we see the surveillance tapes? Show us the proof. I mean,
why couldn't we see the surveillance tapes? Why couldn't we see the surveillance tapes from 911?
Yeah, the same government that tells us that we should let them look at whatever we got if we got nothing to hide. Well, if they got nothing to hide, let us look at what they got.
That's right. It's a major double standard. And what's interesting here, too, Dale, is, you know, now they're trying to speculate that the reason Adam Lanza went on this shooting spree is he found out that his mom was in the process of having him committed. But then we've got an update on that story just a couple of hours ago from the New York Daily News that, of course, they have an unidentified friend. They always have an unidentified friend that claims that Adam was withdrawing from his mother in the days leading up to the killings, but that she took him to a psychiatrist. She had no plans to commit him to a facility. So here's another contradiction in stories. And this is mainstream playing the games, trying to sell the angle.
Well, the fact that when they went to do research on him, because, you know, you always see stories the moment somebody commits some violence that's related to the government. This was a government school. I mean, they always go in and they try to seize all their personal ownings and their computers. What about the fact that they claim that he went to get his computer to find out everything about him, and oh, how convenient, he has destroyed everything on the hard drive.
Oh yeah. I mean, that, you know, this is an autistic kid, right?
Just doesn't know what he's doing, and just on a whim goes out and does this. Just happens to destroy his hard drive of his entire computer before he does it.
Well, now actually, that part, be honest with you, that part don't actually bother me that much, because every story has been consistent in one area and one area only. And the consistency was the fact that this kid was basically considered a computer genius.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
So, my
problem is not the consistency side. I'm not arguing against the consistency.
Right.
It's just that, just like if it's Bin Laden, or just like if it's Saddam Hussein, anytime we want proof of something that is involving our government, it's already been destroyed, or there's no proof of it, or there's no tapes, or there's no computer records.
Well, there you go. I mean, we can't say the government was involved right there. But what I'm getting at here, though, is this was intentional and premeditated. There's no doubt about that. That doesn't tell me that we're dealing with an autistic, you know, Asperger syndrome child.
Nope.
That tells me that we're dealing with a kid who's been mental his whole life. And as we pointed out last night, this is what really bugs the hell out of me. Everybody is trying to portray his mom and his dad as these fine, upstanding people. Well, originally it was reported that his dad hadn't talked to his son since June, and now we find out he hadn't had any contact with Adam since at least 2010, because Adam cut him off. We find out that his brother Ryan, we knew this at the very beginning, he was initially accused of being the shooter. Turned out he wasn't a shooter, and he hasn't had contact with his brother since 2010. We find out the mom has been telling the babysitters and everybody else that would watch him to not let him out of their sight, don't turn their back for a second, even to go to the bathroom, because she was worried about what he would do from the time he was a little kid. So he's had episodes. He's been, you know, angry, argumentative, combative his whole life. But now we find out that this sweet little mother who decided to be a stay-at-home mom to take care of her kid likes to frequent the local bar and hang out there drinking beer all night. She's a prepper survivalist that believes in everything, that everything is going to be broken down in society. The whole society is going to fall apart, and they've got to be ready to kill and train with weapons, hoard food, and all kinds of supplies. And this is the way she raised him. So you tell me, is this a sign of a guy who is an Asperger syndrome or autistic? If we're to believe the media reports and the government reports that this 20-year-old autistic kid pulled this off, then we're fools. If we're to believe the evidence in front of us, and this information came from her sister-in-law, Marsha Lanza, if we're to believe the evidence in front of us, this kid was trained to kill from an early age as part of the survivalist movement. And he just didn't handle that very well. He's been a mental case his whole life. Why would you put guns in the hands of a mental case?
Well, I don't know. The only thing I disagree with what you said, and I'm not saying you believe this, but the story has been the the kind of script they've written for us, the Hollywood script they've written for us, is that he's a survivalist and a prepper, which to me, that's the way for them to target survivalists and preppers more. I just want to know if she was a stay-at-home mom, was she doing her work from home for the CIA, or was I supposed to mention that?
Well, you're going to bring up DARPA, and I wish you would. I'll let you expand on that in just a second, because I actually did mention it Monday night. I got the article that you sent, and I brought it up Monday night.
I know, and I try not to talk about that stuff. I know you and...
No, pal. No. It's hard to get you on the air every night, so I really look forward to Wednesday nights. When we have shows like this, when we have stories that are going to go on and on and on, like this one's going to, apparently, I look forward to Wednesday night, because you bring an entirely different perspective, and I love that, even though we don't always agree.
Well, I'm very cynical of what they tell us, and it's kind of like George Carlin used to say, I believe absolutely 100% nothing of what the government tells me. And like you said, they have all these conflicting stories, and it was initially reported, like you said, that we knew she wasn't really a teacher, nobody at the school even knew her. And remember, in the beginning, they also was initially reported that he killed his father, which we know wasn't true. His father...
Right.
With a large tax VP with General Electric who pays no taxes.
Right.
And we found out later that the local reporter, the little local reporter at, was going to ask her father about the story.
Mm-hmm.
And this part I kind of believe. If anything is to be believed in the official story, this part I believe. Supposedly he was going home wherever he lives down in Stamford, Connecticut, and the reporter broke the news to the father about his son and ex-wife being dead.
What's fascinating about that, too, is the father had actually said, how popular is the name Lanza?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It must be so popular because the father said that he had heard that on the news and saw it on the news with the name, and he never made a connection until the reporter confronted him in his driveway.
Right.
And he's a vice president of GE. Is he that stupid?
I don't know. I don't know about that. But it was initially reported that, remember, like you said, his brother Ryan Lanza, who was a very, very well-to-do accountant with Ernst & Young. So he supposedly was behind it, which we found out wasn't true. And then we had the second gunman that was arrested in the woods behind the school, who eyewitnesses and ear witnesses say he was being dragged off saying, I didn't do it.
Well, and they're saying that never happened. Now they're saying that never happened, which I don't buy either. And, and to get back up just a second here, when we talked about the survivalist and prepper aspect, Marsha Lanza was a survivalist prepper. She believed the world was going to come to Armageddon. She believed all of that stuff. So, I'm not saying that there was, any kind of conspiracy theory here or anything else. But what I am saying is, though, the conflicting reports, you just pointed out, the government wants to go after the survivalists and preppers now. That's fine.
It's convenient to mention her as being one, right?
Right. One minute the kid is autistic and he can't socialize with anybody. And the most common aspect of Asperger's is somebody who suffers from Asperger's doesn't hurt other people. They hurt themselves. So, this kid went out and killed other people. He was trained how to use a weapon. He shot frequently with his mother. This is a kid who has been a mental case his whole life. His mom is... so he's either autistic and doesn't know anything, then why would you train this kid in this way? Or his mom raised him as a survivalist prepper, and some people are just mental, and he took it to the extreme. You know what I mean? Either way, it's a conflict, and that's what I'm trying to point out. It doesn't matter.
Let's look at the family tree again. If his dad is this financial VP and guru at GE, and his brother obviously following the footsteps because his brother is this big accountant with Ernst & Young, but all of a sudden, him and his mom, they're out shooting guns. I mean, where in the world, if we're supposed to believe she's a stay-at-home mom, since we've already seen the chink in her armor with the lies about her being a teacher, where in the world are we supposed to believe that she learned to shoot these guns, Ed?
I totally agree with you. I'm going to let you get into DARPA in a second, but I want to finish this line first, because one of the other things, here's a kid who has been a mentalist his whole life and everything, right? We can prove that he was, at least since the time he was 9 years old, based on his former babysitter, Ryan Kraft's statement. Okay, so we can prove this since the time he was at least 9 years old, which was 11, almost 12 years ago. We know he tried to legally purchase a gun in Connecticut, and they had a waiting period. So we know the gun laws work, and we need to get into that statement here in a little bit, too. But we know the gun laws work because he was refused a gun because of the waiting period, and that's why he went home and committed the criminal act of stealing his mom's guns and made her his first victim. Now, they portrayed his dad as this great dad who just couldn't make it work with his mom at the very beginning of this. They went to divorce court. They split everything amicably, and he gave her $250,000 a year in maintenance until at least the year 2024 is one report that I saw. And he didn't have to give her that much. He just chose to do that because he really wanted to make sure that Adam didn't have to do without anything, and he was really concerned with the mom. And this is a dad who knew his son was a mental case his whole life, and 2 years ago let this same mental kid kick him out of his life and not do anything to get him help. That just defies logic too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's all these different things that are driving me completely nuts. You know, and that's the thing with mainstream media, because all of this, please forgive me tonight, folks, I can't control this cough right now. All of this is just another example of mainstream media putting out falsehoods. Last night we had one report where a guy had gotten on Facebook and posted a question on Facebook.
Yep.
He was just questioning the official narrative. He just wanted to know how this could really happen. You know, and so Facebook kicked him off of Facebook, gave him a 3-day suspension for asking a question about this because they were concerned with misinformation going out. Well, how do you justify that when every media outlet has Facebook today? And that's what they do.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you brought up the Facebook thing because I've been trying to tell people, look, Facebook is a double-edged sword. Yeah, the good thing about Facebook is its convenience. Well, the bad thing about it is its convenience. And I have... at least, I mean, I'm not keeping a list here, but I had at least two friends of mine who had their accounts suspended for doing the same thing, questioning the explanation of what happened on their Facebook page.
Well, and that's ultimately the situation here. It's okay. I mean, it's that double-edged sword, you know, that double standard. Facebook says we're not allowed to ask questions, but if you're in mainstream media and corporate media and you put out these lies like corporate media has done throughout this whole thing, it's okay for them to do so, but it's not okay for me and you to make the question, what is this about?
Well, that's what I said. I mean, people would just connect the dots. I mean, get your little chalkboard out and draw the little dots and connect them. And you look at what's going on here. You have Facebook. You look at who they're heavily involved with, the Obama administration. And then you have this kid's father, again, at GE, who's heavily involved with the Obama administration. Like I said, the Facebook people, I guess to stick to that topic for a moment, I keep trying to warn people, is it's private property. It's a private website. They allow you to be a member. And when they allow you to be a free member, folks, what you got to remember is when the product is free, you are the product. You are the product. They're using you as their guinea pig, right? And so I don't care if they delete, you know, my account over there too, because we know every word or picture anybody posts on their site automatically becomes their property. And if you don't believe it, folks, read their policies and terms. So I will keep educating people, just like my friends who had their pages suspended. But I, you know, my thing is you're going to have a few people out there who will be hard ass and say, well, it's their page. I agree, but a lot of people think it's their own public message board and they put all kinds of crap up there. And why is it, like you said, that people could just put up something questioning all these weird connections of these dots and Facebook says, oh, you can't have that because that is that's questioning the official narrative.
And that's exactly it, because, you know, they continue to hold we the people to a different standard than we the corporation.
And when on Saturday, you had Connecticut State Police on Saturday warning that people are going to be posting misinformation. I mean, why would they say that? That just seems very weird to me that this happened Friday afternoon or Friday morning. And on Saturday, the Connecticut State Police are kind of warning people. It's almost like they're saying, look over here. Don't look behind on the right hand. Look over here. It's really under the left hand. Why would the Connecticut State Police issue this warning that people might post misinformation on social media websites? And if they did, they would be investigated and prosecuted.
Well, it's all bait and switch. Let's go to the phones.
Do it.
Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing? What's
going on?
Good.
Yeah, I'm listening to Dale, and both you guys got a point. I mean, the problem is, you know, freedom of speech has been killed a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And this whole thing about this, you know, let's have a genteel and debate means don't raise your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a tendency not. They didn't say they was gonna have a genteel and truthful debate. And this is This is one of the multi-handsets of political correctness raising his head. Now, once again, this whole gun thing. Okay, once again, if we treated everything else the same way, the same logic, if they tried to apply this to all types of murders, what happens when people stab each other? We haven't taken knives out the homes. We haven't regulated people buying knives. Okay, we haven't done the same thing with gasoline when you use it for Molotov cocktails or anything else. This gun thing is ridiculous. You can no more regulate the content of a man's soul or what's in his heart than you can these guns. You can snatch them up. But
they keep adding more regulations. They keep adding, I mean, you're correct, Andy, and they keep adding more and more regulations. But yet, the more regulations they add, the more of these incidences we have. So, I mean,
right.
I was going to mention that idiot over on CNN. I was just going across, and I saw this moron, this Pierce Morgan.
Oh,
know this idiot? You know, it's like Archie Bunker used to say, England ain't nothing but a place for fags. And this Pierce Morgan gets on there. He was ripping into Larry Pratt. And I have a lot of respect for Larry Pratt. He used to run Gun Owners of America. We actually interviewed him on the Kentuckiana Grassroots Radio Show months, if not years ago. And when I had to stop. It was almost like a train wreck because I saw the little English fairy Pierce Morgan on one side of the screen and Larry Pratt with a split screen on the other. I said, oh, this is going to be fireworks. And it was, if any of y'all have heard. I mean, Pierce Morgan of CNN just was telling Larry Pratt that he was stupid, that only idiots like him were out running out getting all these guns before they're gone.
Well, what's interesting here, too, though, is, I mean, we've got to look at the reality here. They're always going to go after the guns. It's just nature of the beast with these clowns. And what's really fascinating to me, though, is, you know, a lot of people aren't really buying this story anymore.
But I mean, I know they always go after the guns, Ed, but people are being flippant, but why don't they go after the cars for DUIs then?
Well, and that's it.
Right.
Because, you know, you've got guys.
Okay, I was going to say not even DUIs. Look at that woman who purposely ran over her husband with her daughter in the car.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you remember, several years ago, and maybe a decade ago, you guys remember there was a time when they wanted to demonize SUVs. So for a while, they acted like they were going to do that because every now and then you see a story about how an SUV ran over somebody. So they tried to blame the cars. I guess they just couldn't get enough New York leftists to go on with that, so they had to drop that scenario.
What was fascinating to me, is when it's not just the cars. It's just about anything. I mean, really, now they want to regulate the guns. They want to take the guns away. They want to ban assault weapons, everything else. The reality is that all anybody ever does in government is a knee-jerk reaction to take away rights.
Yep.
You can sit there and regulate anything you want to regulate, but the one thing that you can't regulate and stop is intent.
Yep.
Is intent. And that's the situation.
Well, they pretty much outlawed knives and swords over in many parts of Asia, and the story that kind of got lost was the same day this happened, we had a knife killing in a school in China where they killed about the same number of kids with a knife.
Oh, sure,
yeah,
and that's the thing.
26 people got attacked. Well, I got a question for you guys, and this is the thing that don't make sense to me. And, I mean, my kids are grown, and Dale, I don't know if you have children.
Nope.
But now, I just saw on the news today, Clark County, their knee-jerk reaction to this is now to put cameras on the door. You know, they're going to put the buzz in doors and the cameras. This guy came in through the stinking window.
Well, actually, what they're saying now is that he shot out the security door and came in through there. So the security door. This just came out less than an hour ago, Andy, so you probably didn't know that yet.
It doesn't
really mean that that's what happened either, because remember, this is like the second, third, fourth generation story they tried to pass off to everybody. So we don't know what the truth is. But now they're reporting
that. Yeah, well, this is like Benghazi. Yeah, the story keeps changing,
Well, and the other thing about this story, what's really interesting here, too, because I really want to hear you guys on this one. I got to get this in, because what's really interesting here, too, is at the beginning, they said they found this guy dead. He had shot himself. Adam Lanza had shot himself after he killed all these people. And when they searched his car, they found a .223 Bushwhacker assault rifle in the trunk. That was the only assault weapon he had with him. So if it was in the trunk, why is Congress trying to go after assault weapons to ban the assault weapons that obviously weren't used in this shooting? has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Because they know people will do the knee-jerk reaction here. Guns, assault weapons, bad, ban them. That's why.
Oh, sure. But now, check this out, though. But now that we're a week later, now they're trying to say that he did have the assault rifle. That's the point I'm getting at. One day he doesn't have an assault rifle. It's locked up in the trunk. They find it after they're doing their investigation. The next day, oh, wait a minute, he really used the assault rifle. We lied. And it's all by design to sway public opinion. You know, now they want to go after Cliffs. Both of you guys, explain this to me, all right? Andy, I know you're military. I'm military. Dale, I don't know if you served or not.
Nope.
But explain this to me, all right? But, Dale, you like to shoot, right? You're a gun owner, right?
I'll plead the fifth on that one. The black helicopter is probably over me.
Well, okay, all right. But you're familiar with weapons.
I have a good aim, I'll say that.
You're familiar with weapons. And here's the thing. Now, you know, the second thing they want to do, let's ban assault weapons. The second thing we want to do is we want to go ahead and limit clips.
Okay.
You're not allowed to have more than, you know, they're going to make clips where you can only have 10 rounds in it. Now, I'm not the brightest guy in the world. I'm 48 years old. I'm certainly not as quick as I was 20 years ago. But I promise you, with a flick of my thumb on a button, I can drop a clip and reload in about 1.2 seconds.
Well, I was going to give you more time than that. I was going to say it can't take more than 5 or 6 seconds, right?
It ain't going to take that if you're in a hurry.
Unless you're not familiar with it. But you know what I'm concerned with this, and this is the scary part. Look at the forensic case they built initially. They said they were preppers. Then they turned, and they threw oldie but goldie in there. He played violent video games.
Call of Duty, right?
And my God! The only thing they did throw in there is that he was eating sugar and drinking 20. No, he was drinking 58-ounce drink. He had a 58-ounce cold drink with him when he went on the
Well, he is up north, Andy. He might have had that oversized
soft
drink.
The golf.
Yeah, right.
They got the golf thing in there. They said he wore trench coats. Got that in there.
Yeah, we got to get the golf stuff. And they also said this, too, though, guys. They also said that he lived in the basement of this magnificent, rich home. They don't know why he lived in the basement, but supposedly he lived in the basement, and the basement was completely covered. Every inch of the wall was covered with every picture of every possible weapon you can imagine, going all the way back to the 40s, 50s, and 60s. It was a tribute to the Defense Department and all the weaponry and everything else that we ever had in this country, you know, which actually would fit the survivalist mentality, which brings me back to this guy was raised this way, and he was too fragile to handle it, and he snapped.
I thought you were going to say it was a tribute to the Central Intelligence Agency, since there were guns that were found that were only general issue by the CIA.
Well, that's where we're going in just a second. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to get into this whole DARPA thing and this report that you sent. I know you've been waiting all week to get to it, and I want to give you that chance, all right?
All right.
We'll be back in just a minute, folks. You're listening to the Ed Spencer Show over here on the MVM Radio Network.
Mark them out.
folks. Welcome back to the Inspiration Show right here on the MVM Radio Network, home of LouisvillePolitics.com. For you guys that are listening in the queue, don't forget, hit that little number one on your dial pad. It lets us know you want to talk. For everybody else that's listening to us live, 858-683-1326 or 502-805-0334. I tell you, you know, this whole gun control situation, Dale, is just fascinating to me.
Yep.
That we don't have the complete story on anything. They want to change the story five times in a week, which we expect, but everybody's still trying to figure out what happened. And we're still going after the guns. Andy, your mic is still open, so you can chime in if you want to. But we've got a story coming out from whatdoesitmean.com. This is the story I referred to Monday night. Dale, that you sent me is from Sortifiel.
Yeah.
Why don't you get the background on that, my friend?
Well, I'm trying to pull it back up here because the moment I had it up here, Insight slowed down on me again. So give me one second. I'll have it back up here. But basically, it's a story about, like I kind of teased there, some of these weapons that were supposedly found in this lady's home were only general issue by government. And again, they don't want to talk about what she did because they already lied to us about her being a teacher. So again, if you really want to get into it and you want to wonder, we already talked about, we went through the surveillance tapes and how she really wasn't a teacher. But what about the fact, as you said, stories are coming out how there is these there are these Russian intelligence files on her. I think I heard you say a little bit about that earlier in the week.
Yes, I did.
And, you know, according to FSB analysts in this memorandum, the bottom line was, you know, we know this is like the hedge fund ghetto, this area where they ran, one of the wealthiest in the United States, and he killed all these people. And some people are concerned if this was maybe a DARPA experiment gone wrong. His mother, Nancy Champion Lanza, people don't want to talk about the fact that she was a psych analyst with the CIA, and that's not cool to talk about because that sounds like conspiracy theory stuff, but it's all over the Internet. So if you want to go do a research, like I was telling Ed in the break, there's plenty of connections to it about how she had relocated to Connecticut 3 years ago as the DARPA project she was assigned to had their headquarters at the Naval Submarine Base in Groton. So that's very, very nearby there.
Well, it's very interesting, too, because, you know, DARPA has long been considered, and nobody's been able to I don't think anybody's been able to verify or dispute it, actually, a front for the CIA. So it's long been considered there. And what's interesting here, too, is this, all right? You look at me, you look at you, you look at Andy. Do you think the Russians have intelligence files on us?
I'm afraid to ask.
Probably not. Probably not. Why would the Russians have an intelligence file on Nancy Lanza unless she was involved in something? It defies logic. The Russians have to worry about enough intelligence files from the millions of people that they have in their own damn country. They're not going to waste time putting an intelligence file on every American without cause. And that's what's really interesting here, because she did work for DARPA, and she was an analyst there and everything else. Russian intelligence experts believe she was part of DARPA, and they also believe that she was conducting an experiment right there at the school, Sandy Hill Elementary School, with these kindergarten children.
So would that maybe make a little bit more of the connection, how people were thinking, oh, she was some kind of assistant or some kind of an aide? Maybe it's because they'd seen her coming and going with her studies and her logbooks of the experiment.
Well, you know, that's interesting because – you know, all indications are that she was friends with this school principal and this school psychologist for many years. Now, I don't know about you. Now, I don't know about you because you don't have kids, but, you know, I raised my children. I volunteered in their classrooms as they were growing up. I volunteered to coach. I volunteered in the classroom for events. I did the different things that, you know, most dads don't do, but most parents want to do. I stayed involved in their life. And I can tell you right now, I would never have ever considered myself a good friend of any principal or any psychologist or any staff member, except maybe the teachers that I was working with. And we certainly didn't go out and have a beer and run around and have fun. It was not a personal relationship. So
like
I find that
said,
really interesting as well from a personal thing. Go ahead.
Right, like you just said, her being close to this principal and this other person on staff, and isn't it interesting that they're both dead? We didn't have a lot of adults killed, but they happen to be two of the ones that are gone, the ones that supposedly she was close to.
Well, that's a good question. And we also have an Iranian, according to Iranian intelligence officials, they've got a former U.S. Marine of Iranian descent, Amir Mirzai Hekmati. I hope I didn't pronounce that too bad. But, you know, he confessed that American intelligence, he worked in American intelligence, that had a video game company in New York that he said was a cover for the CIA. Now, that's DARPA. That's the only thing it can be. You know, so we look at all of this stuff. So this guy left the Marine Corps in 2005, worked for DARPA. You know, this file apparently makes the link with Nancy Lanza and DARPA. I haven't done the research on Sorcha Fayel. Just some initial quick looks.
Yep.
And quite honestly, I haven't seen anything that would discount anything that she says.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, it's the government official story that we get on any of these shootings, massacres, murders.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot more of a conspiracy theorist to believe what the government tells you than it does to believe some of this other stuff that comes out of international media.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we want to go after the guns. I don't hear anybody screaming about the video games anymore. They used to. Then they put a warning on them so everybody shut up. But, you know, it is interesting when you look at this shooter. He did everything you could possibly do illegal. He was a mental case. He was raised a mental case. He was taught to be a mental case. I don't think there's any doubt that his parents were the problem in this situation. I really don't. And I think that ultimately what you get right down, when it gets right down to it, all these idiots in Congress have already started playing politics with this since day one. It started with Obama, his fake little tear thing a few days ago, once again faking a tear. We look at all of this stuff, and nobody's looking at the biggest reason we're in this situation, and that's the breakdown of the American family. I really firmly believe that. We have broken down the American family. Nobody wants to take personal responsibility for anything. We're not doing anything to work with our kids. We don't have two-parent households. Kids are being born and raised in poverty. I mean, when you're born, you've got a $50,000 plus debt, thanks to the U.S. government, before you ever take your first breath coming from the womb. So, you know,
yeah, it's gone up significantly. It's what was the story? It's no longer on the front page of Judge Report. He's talking about the tens of thousands of dollars that each individual person's part of the debt has gone up since Obama's been in office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, but
yeah,
I don't think we owe that. I mean, I think we need to do what Iceland did and say, screw that debt.
Okay. You guys keep talking about this program. What is what program are you guys talking about this lady was supposed to be working for? Because the other question I got, I haven't seen a picture of this woman. They keep showing the son, but they don't show them.
They've got pictures of her out there.
There's a few of her, but as many as there are.
There's not much. There's not much. She's clearly in her 40s from looking at the pictures. She's blind. Some people have said she's a slim blind. Other people have said she's average. I mean, they don't really give you anything. The only shots that I've seen are from the shoulders up. She's not real attractive. She's just an average-looking woman to me. You know, so, I mean, if you're thinking you can see anything in her on the pictures, there's probably nothing to see there from the few that I've been able to find.
You and Dale are talking about this program. What's this program you guys
Well, these
about?
Are some of the sources, like Ed was saying, we can't swear that these sources are 100% correct, but like I said, these are sources that we're getting from international media that the mainstream press won't touch that say that she wasn't this stay-at-home mom, and we all know she wasn't a teacher, but that she was indeed working as a psych analyst at some point in her life with the CIA.
Well, according to this report, Andy, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is what DARPA is, okay? I apologize. Yeah, but they developed a sub-hunting simulator video game, Dangerous Waters, that they use for training and things like that. This is all CIA-related. DARPA is the only thing that we can find in most cases from most of the research that most people are doing. DARPA exists. It's a cover for the CIA. And according to this report, Russian intelligence files are showing that Nancy Lanza, stayed in that area, and that the weapons that were used in this that she owned were standard CIA issue. Her brother, James Champion, is a retired New Hampshire police officer. He's under questioning by the FBI. We've got all of these different things that add up to something stinks to high heaven. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, Ed.
What's the brother saying?
We haven't got much on him at this point.
The brother is making six figures as a top accountant with Ernst & Young, so you figure that one out.
Well, you're talking about the mother's brother?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the kid's brother.
The retired cop?
The guy that they found in the woods, supposedly. Wasn't that his brother?
No, his brother was at work. He lives 4 hours away.
Yeah, they tried to say it was his brother at first.
Right.
Then it turned out that his brother is an accountant making six figures for Ernst & Young, so they had to watch that story. I mean, it's like
Else they did too, though. They tried to say that the reason they were confused at the beginning and blamed Ryan Lanza for the shooting deaths that Adam Lanza did. The reason they blamed Ryan was that Adam supposedly his identification on himself said that he was Ryan Lanza. Now, if he had fake ID, then he made those up too. And then you can go back, because now we can speculate why he killed the hard drive on his computer. I don't know. I mean,
well,
nobody.
I saw the picture of his brother. I mean, if he had a fake ID, he didn't look any, I mean, other than the, just the genetics, he's a totally different shape and size of his brother. But the thing I want to bring back up, and I know, Ed, you were hitting on the whole thing about the family unit, but why is it the only exception I can think of is that open forum where we had the Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords killed in Tucson, Arizona. But why is it with that single? I'm sorry?
She was shot. She wasn't killed. Go ahead.
I know, but what I'm saying, with that single exception of that attack on her, every public shooting, if you go back 60 years, in which you have even two or more people killed, is taking place in a place where citizens are not allowed to carry guns. I mean, doesn't that make you a little suspicious?
Hey, you're very right about that. I mean, let's look at the reality here. I mean, here's one we need to go to. Let's look at Chicago. Okay? Let's look at Chicago. Because Illinois has gun control. You're not allowed to conceal carry in Illinois. Of course, that's still being fought. The courts have now ruled that Illinois has to come up with some sort of concealed carry law, because every other state has one. But Illinois, to this date, is the only state in the nation that doesn't have some form of concealed carry law. Chicago, Barack Obama, Rahm Emanuel, all right, they have effectively outlawed any kind of gun possession.
So that means there must not be any crime in
Chicago
anymore, right?
Well, that's it. Their murders are, I mean, they're having a field day in Chicago. At mid-year, the gun violence was to blame for this statistic. More Chicago residents had been killed by mid-year in the city of Chicago than the number of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan. There were 144 soldiers killed in Afghanistan the first half of this year, and there were 228 American victims in Chicago, and you're not allowed to carry a gun in Chicago. Now, you
that's
tell
what I said
me
when
that this works.
Like Pierce Morgan, when he's like Pierce Morgan, this import that we must got a bad trade deal on from England, when he sits there on CNN and says all this crap, what I want to say to idiots like him, these people who are reading right off the script for gun control, what I want to say to somebody like him is Pierce, why don't you just suggest that they do what the Third Reich did and go door to door and take everybody's guns so we know there'll be none on the streets? Because you know that's what he wants to do.
Well, it is what they want to do, but the reality is,
and he
they
might
go
even
door
say
to
yes,
door.
If you ask them.
They can go door to door and take all the guns they want to, and I'll have a new gun tomorrow. They're not going to stop guns.
It worked in Nazi Germany, and that's the saddest thing of all.
It worked in Nazi Germany because people were stupid.
Right. Too many Jewish people said we better do what the government tells us, and I wish more of them hadn't.
I can go downtown Louisville right now, and Andy, I don't expect you to verify this at all.
Uh-oh.
But I think most anybody knows that there's a place in downtown Louisville you can go to right now and buy a gun for anywhere between $50 and $200. It's an illegal gun. There's all kinds of places like that. They can take my gun tomorrow. I'm going to have a new one the next day. And they can take it again. I'm going to spend whatever I got to spend to get another one. They're not going to stop weapons in the U.S.
No.
It's not going to happen. So the only thing they want to do, so the only thing they can do, is try to make legal, law-abiding citizens responsible for criminal illegal intent. And here's the solution, guys. Make of this what you want to. More than half of the inmates in prison are mentally challenged. More than half of the inmates in prison have mental problems. So we've got to address that. How do you address that? We're broke. We don't have any money. Here's how you address that. You decriminalize drugs, shut these prisons down in half. We're already spending billions of dollars on these private prisons across this damn country. So you decriminalize drugs, you get rid of half the prison population, you take that money, you reinvest it into mental health care and things like that and gun safety. You teach people how to use guns safely. You go ahead and help the mental health victims that have to have a problem, and you'll probably eliminate most of the crime as you go along in that area. And we've got the money available. We just have to redirect it. How does that sound?
Well, I know what Reagan did when they shut down a lot of these mental health places was, I mean, look at the fallout of this. It's crazy. But, you know, guys, I'm telling you, I'm kind of getting like Dale. And the conspiracy thing, I mean, are we just dealing with flat-out idiots, or do people not think these things through? If you really think about this, and Ed, you're old enough to remember, the same thing they do with this mental health scare, with this killing, is the same thing they did with AIDS. that came out with such a non-scientific thing, and it took them a year and a half to shut it down, that a monkey bit this random African. And I mean, remember? Do you remember that, Ed?
I remember all the falsehoods going on back then. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is the same thing. This thing with Asperger's and Tourette's syndrome and all that. I mean, if you don't worry about people, worry about people who suffer from seasonal depression right now. I mean, we might as well shut down Christmas, because you're gonna have, between now and the end of the new year, you're gonna have somebody go off and hurt or kill somebody in their family behind these holidays.
Well, let me say that.
Like talking about shutting that down.
No, yeah. I'm glad Andy's coming around on the conspiracy. Andy, what I was telling Ed and telling other people a couple nights ago is the thing about conspiracy is, if you look at the definition, a conspiracy just means you're at least two or more people doing something behind the back of one or two or more other people.
Right.
Let me throw in one more little wrench into this equation. Any of you guys familiar with the LIBOR scandal, the London Interbank Offered Rate?
Yeah. Oh, you know I am. We covered it on this show many times.
Well, sure. Isn't it interesting? And I see even my friend Les Naiman has been talking about this over here on his page, and it just kind of refreshed my memory. Isn't it interesting with this LIBOR scandal? Did you read the story? And we were talking earlier about the kid out in Colorado. Isn't it interesting that it just happened? Because I'm sure it's just a coincidence that the father of the kid Holmes in Colorado was someone testifying before the LIBOR scandal, and so was the father of the kid in Connecticut.
Well, the father of James Holmes has already proven that that was true. In this case, though, Peter Lanza, the dad of the shooter, Adam Lanza, there was actually two reports. An initial report came out and said that he was going to do that, and then we had another report that came out and said that was just a lie. Now, I don't know which is true.
It's been reported in a lot of places. I'm just saying, what are the chances of that? 1 in 10 billion?
Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, I'm not arguing with you on that. If the story proves to be true, we've got a serious situation. But we already have a serious situation. And, Andy, I'm glad that you brought up Ronald Reagan, because I saw something today that almost made me sick. I mean, President Obama has now been named Time's Person of the Year. Time Magazine named him Person of the Year. But what was interesting is part of the reason they did this is they said that they noted that Obama took office in an economic crisis and credited him with creating a new political alignment like Ronald Reagan did 40 years ago. So now Obama is Reagan-esque. Come on.
So what you're telling me is Barack Obama, which I already knew this, I just want to put this out there for the audience to digest verbally here. Barack Hussein Obama was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year, ironically, on the 75th anniversary of the day that Adolf Hitler was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Stalin was the year after that. So,
I'm trying to understand this, because Obama gets a Nobel Peace Prize that he didn't earn, wouldn't know anything about peace. He's now Reagan-esque, and he's Time Magazine's Man of the Year. That's twice he's been named that. He was actually named that in 2008 as well. And we're looking at all of these things, and I'm sitting here, and the paradox is this. Barack Obama sheds a fake tear to act like he cares about the shooting victims here in the U.S., but he has no problem taking drone attacks that are killing Pakistani kids left and right. There are hundreds of children killed. There are hundreds of children killed. The blood is on Barack Obama's hands for killing these children, and he's a hero. When
he
killed Osama bin Laden,
And what about the fact that, again, you have this kid who kills 20 children in Connecticut, and they blame the gun for the massacre, but like you said, the president is responsible for all these deaths in Pakistan with the drone attacks, and he gets to be Man of the Year.
Oh, yeah, and he's a hero. He's a hero for giving the order reluctantly at best, cowardly at worst. He's a hero for giving the so-called order to kill Osama bin Laden. So he ordered a man killed because Osama bin Laden was a murderer. But these same leftist liberal idiots like him, the same leftist liberal idiots like Obama, don't believe in a death penalty for somebody that murdered. All right? So we've got guys
You know what they would rather do, guys? They would rather turn a prisoner loose let him run across the desert, you chase him down with a drone.
No, actually, they don't even want to do that. It'd be like playing a video game. It'd be too easy. No, I think they would rather let the prisoner run loose to justify this so-called daggone police war that they got to have to get more officers for when they want to get back here. And our good friend Paul Hossie in the chat room has just said, would I expect anything less from the Messiah? No, Paul.
Oh, the Lord and Savior, according to Jamie Foxx. Don't forget that.
Oh, I know. And, you know, it's incredible to me. We've got all of this stuff. So Obama's going to help these guys go after the guns. The NRA finally broke their silence today. You know, they say they're heartbroken over this. You know, they said that they kept their mouth shut out of deference to the victims' families, allow them time to grieve. And to be quite honest with you, you know, that's common decency, and I got to give them credit for that. Whether you like the NRA or not, you know, typically the NRA would be right at the forefront of this conversation, and they decided to give it a few days. So maybe they're changing their way of how abrupt they really want to be. And for those of you guys out there who think that NRA members should be shot and killed, we have a couple that do that, believe it or not. You know, we've got an NRA, according to this article, let me get it up real quick. According to this article, we've got the Democrats, John Kobarubias, I guess that's his name. He's a Democratic Party official in Texas. He actually said that all NRA members deserve to be shot. All NRA members should be shot, according to this Democratic Party official in Texas.
I'm guessing now, he has a death wish if he's saying that in Texas.
Yeah. Well, the fascinating thing about it is, here's a guy who's sitting here, you know, is screaming and crying about this violence, but anybody who believes in the right to bear arms, which is America and liberty and freedom, they should all be shot. As a member of the NRA myself, I don't wish this kind of stuff on anybody. I've actually had to pull my gun one time in self-defense, and I didn't have to shoot it, thank God. But I was trained better than that. We've got this dumbass idiot and actress, Mark Helgenberger, in Hollywood. You know, she said that she could only hope that NRA members would be gun victims themselves. This is the liberal left, folks. This is the liberal left. It's okay to take drone attacks and kill innocent children that you don't know. But if somebody goes into the school and shoots a six-year-old, oh, that just can't happen. That's not allowed. But it's okay for the president to kill kids. It's okay for the president to kill a murderer, but it's not okay for our court system to kill one. This is the liberal left, and this is what's so disgusting about the whole damn thing.
Well,
the
I guess Hollywood sets such a good moral standard for it that I guess starting this week we won't see any more movies with murders in, right?
Mm. No, it's
no
kind of ironic because Mark Helgenberger.
No more movies with guns and murders in them. I'm sure that.
Since this particular actress, Mark Helgenberger, for example, she's played in some of the TV shows that have some of the best violence. China Beach, an old drama series that was built on the Vietnam War. She was in that. She was just on one of these CSI shows for as a regular, where she was dealing in murder. She was shooting people. She was doing all of this stuff. It's okay for her to portray this stuff, but it's not okay for you to carry your gun in real life. Who the hell do these people think they are? And why does anybody in America get any kind of credibility to nut jobs like this John guy, this Democratic Party official, and like this actress, Mark Helgenberger? Why do these nut jobs, I mean, why are they on this earth breathing? If they want to wish other people dead, so be it. Let them wish other people dead. But that tells me that they don't value human life. So they're nothing but a daggone, you know, scab on the back of my butt, if you will. They really are. People like that, I have no time for. But the media is putting these people out there and giving them a voice. They're trying to set the stage. Mainstream media, once again, is trying to set the stage. It's an insult. We've got another situation here. We've got a representative, leading House Democrat, according to the Gateway Pundit, leading House Democrat, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, has went out publicly and said, she did this afternoon, she urged everybody to turn in their guns because it would be an appropriate response to last week's mass shooting in Newton, Connecticut. Well, Representative Lee, kiss my ass. And I mean that sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. I am not going to give up my gun so some idiot could steal a gun from somebody else like Adam Lanza did and break into my home and shoot me dead. Because all that's the whole thing with all of these people, guys. They want to sit here and be hypocrites like crazy. There is a guy in England, and I'm going to put a YouTube video for you guys in the chat room. excuse me, but there's a guy in England. Two guys break into his house. His last name is Martin. I don't have his name in front of me right this second. I apologize. But his last name is Martin, but he's in England. Two guys break into his house, and lo and behold, they come into his house, try to break in. He shoots them both. One of them dies. The other one is permanently disabled. They put him in jail for murder. For life. Now, the two guys that broke into his house, they had criminal histories and criminal pasts of breaking and entering and violent crimes and everything else. One guy had been arrested 27 times. The guy that lived had been arrested 27 times.
Well, don't you believe in giving a guy a 28th chance? Come on, Ed. You're heartless.
There you go. I agree. And that's the thing. So he's serving life. And, oh, by the way, the so-called victim, the one who broke into his house and created this nonsense, is now suing him for making him disabled. And he's probably going to win his case. I mean, that's the idiocy of the people on the left that we have to deal with each and every day, folks. I mean, come on. This is crazy. I've got the video up. It's going up in the chat room right now. For you guys that are paying attention, you can go ahead and look at that. Just download or just click on it. It's a YouTube video. Just click on it. You can look at it later. But, you know, it's fascinating to me. Dale, I can't believe it, but this hour is almost up, man. Final thoughts.
Well, the thing about it is this. If people want to pretend like the guys in Hollywood do, because that's what they get paid all those millions and billions of dollars to pretend to be people and pretend to act out parts. Well, they want you to pretend that you're safe without your guns. They want you to pretend that a police officer is going to protect you. And I know people think that's being anti-police, and I get that rap a lot. Oh, you're being anti-police. No. The police are going to do the best job they can at drawing that little outline around your body in chalk after you're dead. The police are going to do the best job they can at cleaning the blood off of your new carpet after you're passed away. But the bottom line is, when seconds matter, they'll be there in minutes. So what is the answer? Do you people want every single citizen to have their own police officer and you're not allowed to have guns? Well, folks, only the police in their state have the guns. That's called a police state. Do you want to be a police state or do you want to be a republic? You can decide to either keep your chains on your legs or stand up to the New World Order.
Andy, I want to break tradition here. We got about I'm going to give you about a minute. What do you got to say?
Well, I'm with Dale on this one. I'm becoming a fatalist. Common sense is on the endangered species list. It's just people don't want to make decisions about their own lives. They believe that you know the wizard's got is better at it than they are. I don't trust anybody with it, man, but me. You know, so I'm with Dale. I guess. Dale, do you have room in the bunker, or do I take out a loan?
Well, there's room on the bandwagon. Everybody's jumping on. I mean, you know, you can either with us or against us, is what W told us. So I tell everybody you can be with the Republic or against the Republic.
Well, for me personally, guys, I mean, I got to tell you this. You know, Dale just mentioned the word pretend. And I think it's actually a fitting word for what's going on here. These idiots that we call elected officials in our Congress are pretending that we don't have big problems. These idiots in Congress are pretending that something like a gun is a problem in our society. They're pretending that the gun has a capability of shooting itself. They're pretending that there's not a human being that has a finger on that trigger. And they're pretending that the downfall of America is because of the decisions that they've made. We have destroyed the social fabric of this country. We have destroyed the moral fabric of this country. We have destroyed the financial fabric of this country. And, oh, by the way, we have destroyed the basic founding constitutional rights that our forefathers gave us in this country. You don't fix the problems that are leading to this type of society by pretending that they don't exist. We don't fix the problems in this country by pretending that it's okay for somebody else to pay the bill 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road. It's time to come back to reality. And the reality is that this president is a coward. The reality is the liberal left are cowards. The reality is the conservative right are cowards. This uniparty is alive and well, but the uniparty is cowardly. They refuse to stand up and be leaders and do what's necessary to right this ship who is sinking fast that we call the United States of America. When we continue to have mass shootings like this, it's not because a gun is there and available. In fact, most shootings like this, the guns were stolen. So there's a criminal act involved to begin the whole process. We have shootings like this because people don't care. They don't respect life. You have no family fabric. There is nothing out there to give our young people the belief, the ability to pretend that there's a legitimate future, that the American dream is alive and well. So as an American populace, as American citizens, we can sit here and continue pretending that our leaders are looking after our best interest, or we can stop pretending and hold these leaders accountable. It's entirely up to you. We're doing our part. The rest is on you. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Dale the Truth Gillespie will be here with this TNT Thursday Night Truth Show. Anything on the agenda, Dale?
Well, I guess we'll wrap up a little bit more, and I guess to tease it, to continue a sidebar to tonight's story, unexplained factors continue to come in, as we said, in the Sandy Hook shooting. And I guess one of the most bizarre things that I saw today in my research that came out was a clip where Robbie Parker, unfortunately, he is the father of one of the children who was sadly slain, a six-year-old daughter, and he's getting ready to do a news conference. And he looks over to the government official and asks them if he should read off the card, and he's told he should. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Oh, that ought to be interesting. All right, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here on the MVM Radio Network. Sunday night, Liberty Unbridled with our good friend Ken Molman. Don't forget those shows. And in the meantime, folks, check out LouisvillePolitics.com for all the latest. We've got all the updates on these stories and more. And, you know, don't forget to join our RSS feed. Download Stitcher Radio, and you can listen to this show anywhere, in your car, your iPhone, whatever you want to do, iTunes, it don't matter. Have a great night, folks. Pleasure being here. Dale, we'll hook up to you tomorrow night, man. Take care.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can. Government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all this good.
Make it all this good.
The government takes everything we make to pay for all of their solutions. Healthcare, climate change, pollution. Throw away the Constitution. Founding fathers roll over in the grave. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Make it all taste good.
The government takes everything we make. They're power hungry and malicious. Their economics are fictitious. Soon we'll have to eat our dinner.